Tell me when. Wait, was it going then?
Hey friends,
welcome to Inside Out Growth Podcast,
hosted by me, Molly,
and me, Paris.
From fitness to friendships
and self-love to studies,
we're here as your friends. So chill out
and relax
whilst we help you to grow on the inside
to glow on the outside.
Hello everyone and welcome back to Inside Out Growth. It's Paris here. Unfortunately, as per usual the last few weeks, Molly and I are not together, but next week you actually should be expecting one from both of us, which is super, super exciting. We are back to uni next week, which would be really good to be around everyone, hopefully in the sun if England decides to be a bit kind. It's been a bit weird at the moment, like some days it's really sunny and then some days it's literally like, where is the sun? I'm really excited because my mum's coming over for my 21st birthday, which is on Tuesday, so that will be really, really fun. And I've got a big birthday bash on Friday, so I'm literally mentally preparing for the extent of how huge it will be, but all good things. So today's podcast is going to be on how I'm dealing with injury, and that sounds like a pretty selfish, like, oh my god, why is it just you? But it's kind of my advice as to how I have dealt with slash am dealing with my injury at the moment, because gosh, I really underestimated the extent to how debilitated I would feel. And that can be a bit over exaggerated for some. Some people may be like, babe, you've literally got a back injury. But for those who don't know, wait, sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm going to go for my win of the week. So my win of the week would be getting into the chiropractor. Now, people might be like, oh, that's just you ringing and getting an appointment, babes. Like, what's the problem? But actually, it's been really, really difficult to find someone that I feel like takes a really holistic approach into how to kind of heal your body and making it kind of more aligned and making you a bit more in tune with yourself. There's a lot of people, for example, initially my physio, it was kind of like, do these exercises and like the back would just go away. Like, no hate to physios, but they are dealing with a huge amount of, they're dealing with ligaments in the foot, they're dealing with ligaments in the hand, and they're dealing with like the spine. They're dealing with so much. So going to a chiropractor has really allowed me to focus and hone in on what is actually wrong with my body and be given a proper diagnosis. So I'm really proud of myself that I kind of like took that step, that adulting step, into like actually being proactive and finding somewhere that would be good for me. So give myself a pat on the back for that. And then my rack track, obviously the tunes haven't really been booming at the moment, which is kind of sad. So I'm going to change it up a bit because I've been doing lots of nice walks, kind of coming really in tune with myself. And I'm going to give you a podcast rec, which could be controversial because I don't want you to go and listen to someone else. Well, obviously I do because I'm giving you the recommendation, but I'd love you to listen to both, not bin off ours. So something that I'm going to recommend is the podcast called Unfreeze. Now this is by Zoe. She is such an amazing human, and I'll speak more about why I think that later. But I was actually on a self-development call with her and a few other ladies the other day, and she is so real and she provides such excellent advice on kind of how to deal with modern day trends on social media, how to become mindful. Because oh my god, when I hear mindfulness I'm like, how the hell do you become mindful? Like, but it's actually, mindfulness is when you focus on one task. And one of my coach, Liz, told me this. It's like you focus on one task and you have to just be very present. And a tip that I'm going to start trying out to be a bit more mindful is, so it sounds silly, but I'll do mindfulness on a YouTube video and I'll be like, okay, I'm really bored now. When is it going to end? Sorry, I wish I liked it, but I just really don't. You basically light a candle. This sounds a bit culty, but promise. Oh, that maybe isn't allowed, but anyway. Basically, you light a candle and you just look at the candle and focus about that very present moment and how you feel in that present moment, what's going through your head about that candle in that present moment. And it kind of just trains you to develop your selective attention, which is when you can focus on one task. And that is utilized in sport a lot when athletes are kind of trying to deter the background noise of the crowd, maybe booing them when they've got a free kick or something like that. Anyway, yeah, that was my rack track. There wasn't a rack track that then went on to talk about sports science. So today I'm going to talk about how I'm dealing with injury. So I'm going to talk about kind of the initial diagnosis and things like that, and then what I'm proactively doing to keep myself sane, because I'm sure like a lot of people listening to this, exercise is something that we do to feel good, and I don't very happily can say I don't do it to look a certain way anymore. But obviously it does kind of help with that. But I do it to genuinely just feel good within myself, because I've released the happy hormones, endorphins are flowing, and yeah. So the initial diagnosis was Paris decides that she thinks she can do a fat deadlift, and like, great, good job for her. But yeah, it didn't really work out as well as I'd hoped. I have a really weak core. I remember once on those excursions, when I was in like year four or something, my mum was actually came, because one adult had to come like on one a year, I don't know, on rotation. Anyway, so mum took the day off work, like came with us in our year four excursion to go on like the treetop climbing things. And you know when you get stuck, like the harness catches you, but you kind of have to like use momentum to gear yourself up. I had such a weak core, still to this day do. I couldn't get up. I was stuck in the middle of the trees and this like ladder step thing. This poor little Pazzy P could not get up because her core was so weak. So someone had to come and get me. I was mortified. And you'd think that would kind of promote the fact that Paris, come on, if you're in a life or death situation here, you need to strengthen the core. No, it didn't really work like that. Paris still has a weak core, and now she's back to, not back, but anyway, you see, I do that sometimes. Anyway, soz. Yeah, so core was really weak, didn't engage my core. For those who go to the gym a lot, you'd know that when you deadlift, you really have to engage your core to ensure that your back doesn't take a lot of the load. But yeah, I've actually got the video of my back just like arching like I'm in downward dog, like it's so bad. So I thought, okay, I'm in a bit of pain, but like, we'll see. But and it just got progressively worse, and I was really proud of myself that I just thought, no, you're not going to keep on strength training, you're just going to make it worse. So I started kind of using resistance bands. I'm really lucky that I have an online coach called Liz Bites Back, who tailors workout programs and things like that and checks in with you and holds you accountable and things like that. She's amazing. I had her to kind of change up my program to give me less intense exercises that just involve like resistance band, mobility work. So it would still give me kind of the structure to my day where I would go to the gym, but I would be doing less intense things. It was less taxing my back. So I went to the physio, she had a few feels around. She was like, So like there's a lot of strain on your glute that's kind of like pinching your nerve in your lower back. So what I'm going to do is massage your glute, whatever. Because to be fair, I don't stretch, so it was more than fair enough that was happening. I was like, yeah, completely fair. So well, something I want to say, step one, is please stretch. Something I'm honestly going on a mission for during this injury is to ensure that I stretch 2 times a week. I could say, yeah, stretching 5 days a week or 7 days a week is bloody awesome, but realistically, that just would never happen. So set attainable goals, and I'm going to try and stretch 2 times a week. My really good friend Maddie, she like does hurdles quite a high level, and she stretches every day. Like, it's insane. We'll be in my room just like monging around. She'll like get on the floor and start stretching. I'm like, oh my God, I really should get into that routine. But she's an athlete, she takes it seriously, and that's why she does what she does. So stretching is so important. So I started kind of factoring that into my routine, and it still wasn't getting any better, my back. And I was like, okay. So then I came to London for my like uni half-term break, and I was like, Paris, you literally can't move, you can't go to the gym, you definitely can't run, you can't, like, you know when you do, like, flutter kicks and things like that? My lower back just never, everyone's like, make sure your back's touching the ground. Like, no, my back never does that. It literally arches, like a semicircle, and it just always really hurts. So I couldn't really do core, which is just not great for me in my weak core anyway. So I was like, okay, need to be proactive. So I searched, like, best chiropractor in the area. Found one. He is incredible. So this is the Battersea and Wandsworth chiropractors. They are so good. Like, selfishly, they are also... He's Australian, the guy who runs the clinic. And I walked in there, I was like, okay, I'm going to get realigned, which is basically when they crank your back in the right direction, and I'll feel 100 times better. At this point, I'd found the Peloton, which was amazing because it meant I could sweat and move my body. And honestly, from not having any intense exercise in my life for about 3 weeks to doing one Peloton session, I actually felt on top of the world. Like, it was incredible. So I made the time and the effort to prioritize me in terms of finding this chiropractor. And he basically said, I'm not going to do anything today. You need to understand why this is happening, because it's all very well and good that I tell you what, like, I crack your back and you're on your bike, whatever, but that's not going to help you in the long term. So it was a very holistic approach. So he explained to me that your back and your spinal cord is, like, your spinal cord sends a billion of trillions of messages to your whole body. That is the central nervous system. That is the root of it all. That is how your body works. So when there's an issue, you need to address the external things around it as well. So for example, let's say the fire alarm is absolutely booming in my kitchen and then the fire's in the living room, but I really just am in a rush and I want a quick fix and I just want to put the fire alarm out. What about that fire that's still burning in the living room or the kitchen, whatever room I said? Far out. That's really annoying. It's a really good analogy and I've kind of messed it up. But anyway, so yeah, you put the fire alarm out, but the fire is still burning. Obviously, that's going to be an issue that's going to continue to burn the house down. So I need to not just get my back cracked and you're on your way. I need to actually figure out what the surrounding environment is doing to my body. So I think that is something really important to actually hone in and listen to why it's happening, how you can be proactive and make it better. So, again, nothing changes if nothing changes in terms of, I've had to really think, like, I sit down for hours at a time, especially at the moment, I've had loads of uni work. I literally sit down for 4 hours at a time, maybe even five. Sometimes I go up to go to the loo and that's literally it. My body is seizing up and I'm allowing it to do that. So, if I want something to get better, I've now had to get up every hour and literally do 20 twists from side to side. That doesn't just work for me because I'm injured. That everyone should be doing that, because you have to really think and you just have to take care of yourself. So that's something that I found. He also gave me this sticky note that basically what I do, because, I mean, having a sore back's kind of like a fundamental thing, right? Lots of people have sore backs. So what it says, yeah, it's like this blue sticky note. It's on my, and he said to put it on your fridge, which... my mum wouldn't let me put on my fridge because it's tacky, like, at home anyway, but it's going on my uni fridge. Basically, you have to stand with your hand. Whenever you go to the fridge, you have to, before you open the door, you have to have your hands on your hips and you have to breathe in and out 10 times. Now, that's not to, like, deter you from, like, oh, should you be going to the fridge and eating? No, it's not that. It's literally just it's quite a mundane thing that you do every day. So it's just having that reminder there to inhale and exhale and get lots of oxygen going through your body, which actually minimizes increases the like, gas in your back. So it's optimal for, like, cracking. Kind of scary, but also realigns your spine sometimes when you've been sitting down for a long period of time. So I have been resultantly trying to put out the fire and the fire alarm at the same time at the moment. So something I've found last week, I was really good because I had a Peloton and I was loving it and I was really enjoying it. And then I moved to my friend's house in London at the moment, and they don't have a Peloton, which is so normal. And So I'm like, okay, my routine has to change again. I could go with my friend's brother to the leisure centre and go to the gym and do my session. And, like, honestly, no. Like, this doctor is very holistic, the chiropractor. So he says, I can't tell you when to go back to running, when to go back to the gym, because you know yourself better than anybody else. And I'm like, well, realistically, I don't think I really do at the moment. Well, 2 weeks ago, I was just very, like, to-do list, tick off. I know that I enjoy exercise, I'm going to do that. But I'm not very in tune with how I feel. And it's a very overrated thing, because it sounds bad, but I'm the first person to be like, oh, well, when someone's, like, really in tune with themselves, it just means, like, they have their shit together, they're really mindful, they do the meditation, they do all that. No, you don't have, it doesn't work for everyone. There's no recipe into how to care for yourself. It's everyone's individual. Just like if everyone ate and drank the same and exercised the same, we'd all still look bloody different. Emphasis on the whole world at the moment. That was another quite bad analogy. Anyway, so what am I doing to kind of deal with my injury in terms of improving my back and improving my mental health without my regular exercise regime? So first of all, it's painful. I'm not gonna lie to you. I literally sit down, and like a month ago when I hadn't had any of my realignments and my cracking, aka cracking, I would sit in a desk and I'd like actually like cry. Like I did just cry. I was in so much pain. My back felt like it was honestly the Tin Man is like clenching my spinal cord. Like it is just so painful. And I was like, okay, I could take some paracetamol, which no hate on people that take paracetamol. Like, oh, I definitely do, especially on a hangover. But my physio told me, take paracetamol 2 a day for 2 weeks. That will mask the pain. I'm like, in my head, I could so do that. But then when am I ever going to know when it's getting better? And that's not really being in tune with my body. So I think something that I've really realized as well, that after I think like maybe 2 years ago now, I obviously went through quite a hard time where I wasn't really looking after my body. I'm so hesitant to do anything that will detriment my body or hurt it in any way in terms of overexercising, like not eating enough, things like that, and just not knowing how I actually feel within myself. So the thought of taking paracetamol every day kind of scared me. So I wanna really strive to like understand, be in tune with my body and know when it needs what it needs. I mean, if I'm in a really bad way, I'll definitely take 2 paracetamol to kind of ease the pain, but I'm not gonna be on a 2 week course of it and then think, yeah, I'm ready to go back into deadlifting and things like that, when I'll tell you right now, it's been 2.5 months and I'm unfortunately very much not. 2.5 months ago, I was so upset. Like, what am I going to do? What's my purpose? All my training goals in terms of strength? Now I'm just like, oh my God, like, there is more to life. There's more to exercise. Sorry, I choked up. Than strength training, you know? Like, I hate spin classes. I would still never go to a spin class because I really don't like the pressure of people around me, like, judging if I'm turning up my nozzle and stuff. But being on my own and doing the spin class and having someone go to me, yeah, girl, you deserve to be here, mama. Like, I don't know if you've been on Peloton, but that is literally what it is. I love it, though. I thrive off this stuff. So I've literally had to understand that I have to give up strength training. I have to give up intense exercise. I have to give up HIIT. I have to give up weights. Honestly, what else is there? But I've realized now that I have given Peloton a go and I love spinning. And I'm literally trying to convince my whole family to get on it because it's so good for you. It's really gotten my heart rate up. It's keeping my heart healthy because at the end of the day, that is why we exercise. That should, in my opinion, I know for a lot of people, like some older people, it could be very much body image focused or weight loss focused. But for me, I do it to keep my heart healthy and keep my mind healthy. And I've realized that that doesn't need to come from a specific exercise, e.g. getting up and lifting heavy weights every day, which doing 3 days a week intensively for me, I always had DOMS. I was always working really hard, and having the time to kind of lay off it a bit, it's made me really realign how I feel without it and know that I'm capable, because right now I am immobile in terms of a lot of exercises, but I still can move. I still can like move my body in ways that are really good for my mindset, but I have had to alter it. And it's kind of, that's how life should go, that yeah, some things get in the way, but compromisation and like alternatives are something that you really need to learn how to kind of construct, because not everything's going to go your way in life. And being able to overcome and conquer these hurdles is going to make you way stronger than staying on that strength program for the foreseeable. I'm glad that this has happened in a way, because it's made me really learn how to step out of my comfort zone. And I've been in a different house, honestly, for weeks at a time over the past 5 weeks. I've had to change not only my exercise regime every single time, but my routine as well. Because, for example, when I was at uni, I could still use the resistance bands and things like that, which was really good for kind of just mobility and honing in on my like body weight. But then I went to work experience where I had no gym, so that was really bad in terms of like, I panicked and stressed out and was like, not gonna lie, I didn't do any exercise that week, and that was not very good for my mental health. But my work experience meant I couldn't even really go on a walk, so that was probably why I had no time to kind of just be one with myself / exercise. But you know what? I got over it. It is what it is. Again, another hurdle conquered, ticked that off. God, gassing myself up here. And then the week after, I moved into my friend's house in London where the Peloton was, and it was so good. Also stayed with my friend for a bit, and she has a leisure centre close to her, so I did just some, again, like my mobility work. And now I'm in beautiful, I can't say, but somewhere else in London, which is really beautiful. And I have a great, nice park near me. And I've been going on really nice walks, really enhancing and advancing my podcast knowledge. I've been listening to loads, which, again, like, is another hurdle which I've had to cross. But I've discovered new podcasts and a lot of kind of methods of self-development and things like that. So I think being injured has been horrible in terms of pain and kind of learning how to adapt and overcome, which I say quite softly, but it's hard. Like, learning how to change your routine, and I'm someone that likes structure, that in not a toxic way, but I do like it. It makes me feel more in control. I feel less stressed, meaning my hormones aren't out of whack, and I don't know, it might even be better for my spine. Like, stress, like, is scientifically proven to have an immense detrimental effect on how your body works and how your spine operates and the nerve endings and things like that. You're more prone to accidents and mood swings and things like that whenever you do have stress. So it's been really good, because it's put me in situations where I feel like I am not in control. And kind of going on from what we talked about with Hannah a few weeks ago, you're not always in control, but that's where you become the best version of yourself, because you're forced to step out of your comfort zone and try new things, adapt to situations that you never thought you'd be in. And I'm really happy at the moment. And honestly, never thought I could say that without having my strict, not strict, but like, I'm quite adherent to a plan when I have it. And to be chopping and changing and doing different things has been really beneficial to me as a person, I think. And at the end of the day, it is how the cookie crumbles. I could literally look at the glass being half full or I could look at it being half empty, and looking at it half empty could be a pretty shocking way to live the next few months of my life. Yeah, but I'm not going to say that I haven't had really bad down days, like, because I'm not strength training, that obviously does have a huge impact on your muscle. And I've been really trying to avoid muscle depletion because I have worked so hard to get where I'm at with my muscle. And that it is maintaining eating the exact same, if not more, because the protein needs to maintain my muscle, because otherwise the energy that I'm burning doing day-to-day things could then depend on burning muscle instead of my fuel, because there's not enough protein in my diet. It all makes sense when you kind of deep it a bit more, but even, like, I was speaking to my coach this morning, like, collagen and things like that all add to kind of the growth and repair side of things in terms of my back and things like that. So a food first approach is how you focus on the bare, that, like, how food can impact your recovery process, which someone like me who's really interested in nutrition has also been really interesting in me kind of overcoming and exploring. But I do look at myself sometimes in the mirror, which I try not to do very often, to be honest, because sometimes it does just, like, make me feel a bit like, ugh. But then again, I always say you can't let your body, which is something that changes every day, determine how you go along with your day and how you feel, because that's literally, like, I can't think of a good analogy, but it's something that changes every single day. So why let it determine how you feel, if that makes sense? But I've been looking at myself in the mirror and I go, ugh. I don't really look like that anymore. If I, like, literally look like at photos I was looking at the summer, and I was seeing, like, oh my gosh, I remember, like, really, really being not confident in my body at all in that moment. And I look back now, and it was only 6 months ago. I'm like, far out. I look incredible. Like, I am the last person to compliment myself and my body. Honestly, I need to do it more, self-development type vibe. But I look at myself, I'm like, what the hell? I actually look so good. And I remember in that moment feeling so, so low in my body. So I think definitely now I'm trying. I'm really going to try. And that's another thing, because I'm not putting all my effort into exercise. I'm really trying to develop my mindset. I'm really going to try and be happy with where I'm at. I'm not looking for an end goal to look this certain way. I personally don't weigh myself, so definitely not weigh this much or all that. I'm going to try and be happy with where I'm at, because if you're going to try and get from A to B, when you get to B, it's still not going to be good enough. Being there, done that, tried that, it's not worth it. So I'm going to try and just look at myself, when I do look at myself in the mirror, and just feel like, be proud of where you're at now. You're doing well, okay? And if anyone else is listening to this and they've got a niggle in their back or their ankle kind of hurts, rest. Because rest is honestly the only thing that's going to make you better. Listen to your body. Hone in on how you feel. Check up on yourself. Monitor your mood. Write your journal. Like, reflect on how you're feeling. Because all these things will eventually make you a better person. And allow you to excel in other departments of life. Because exercise is not always the priority. Moving your body in any way, you should be proud of, and we should be really thankful that we're even allowed to do that. And I forget that some days. Don't think I'm out here like always practicing what I preach. It's a lot easier to say than do, but I try and only talk and speak about things that I'm happy to, that I'm personally complacent in. So, oh, I've really given you guys a goodie today, 28 minutes. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have the best week, and I hope you listen to your body, and I hope you take something from this podcast that can improve you as a human, because the world needs more good people, I think. And if we're all trying to be the best version of ourselves, at least we're trying, you know what I mean? Anyway, enough soppy stuff for me. I'm going to go. I have quite a fun day of uni work to accomplish, but I'm very excited for my mom to come and for my 21st birthday. But yeah, please, please, please follow Inside Out Growth on Instagram. That's where all the updates will be when we update the podcast. And please follow me on Instagram at Pascal Fuel, where I try and post regularly about what I feel like in regards to exercise and podcasts and food and all things fitness in many shapes and forms. Please, please, please also, sorry, God, I'm giving you a checklist of things to do here. Please also, if you can, rate the podcast a 5 out of 5 stars if you like it, or feedback is very much welcome as well. Please send us a DM on our Inside Out Growth Instagram. And if you have any questions or topic ideas that you'd like us to speak about, send them in, because we love hearing what you guys have to say about it. And we really appreciate your support. Please share this podcast. We want to get it out to as many people as possible. It's a huge industry, so being able to be kind of recognized amongst the great other podcasts in our field would be amazing. Anyway, happy Wednesday, gang. Lots of love to you all, and speak to you next week when we're in the studio back in Paris and Molly together. Bye.